I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots from New Orleans for the holiday weekend, where we're celebrating the National Endowment for the Arts Heritage Fellows. These are great musicians, along with other performers and artisans who've been recognized by the NEA since 1982. I had the good luck to host the Fellows Concert for many years, and each year on American Roots, we bring you great traditional artists. Later in the program, we'll feature this year's Fellows. This hour, it's the Staple Singers and blues woman Coco Taylor, bluegrasser Del McCoury, and roots rocker Wanda Jackson. All National Heritage Fellows that dazzle in their diversity and virtuosity. First up, the late John Jackson, blues songster from Rappahannock County, Virginia, and the heroic tale of John Henry on American Roots.
Come in to drum my man, bang. John Henry.
Yeah, Henry Gray, you are listening to American Roots.
Wait a minute.
Henry Gray, the Baton Rouge Blues piano man, has played with everyone from Howlin' Wolf to Muddy Waters and the Rolling Stones during his Chicago years. But that was one for another Chicagoan, the Barack Obama Boogie. Henry Gray was named a Heritage Fellow in 2006. He was flooded out of his Baton Rouge home in the high waters of August 2016. And on his fundraising page, he thanks his supporters and said that even though he lost everything he had, he's doing all right now. Henry's still playing the blues. Coming up, a rockabilly queen, but first a bit more blues from the late Coco Taylor, who told me this story of her start with Chess Records.
When I was 18 years old, I left Memphis. I went to Chicago. They had this big show going on one Sunday. Whoever got up to sing that sound the best, they would win a prize. And the prizes was a fish sandwich, chicken sandwich, or chitlin dinner. Now that was a big deal, you know. So Muddy Waters made the announcement. He says, "We got little Coco in the house. we going to see can we get her up here to do a tune for us. So I did. I got up there. I sung a Big Mama Thornton song, Sitting by My Window. Mm-hmm. When I came down here, this big man met me. He say, "Who is you?" I said, "Who is you?" "I'm Willie Dixon. And I want to know where did you get that voice from you got, because I ain't heard no woman sing the blues like you sang the blues." He said, "I would like to take you down to Chess Records." So Dixon started working with me, rehearsing, and one of the first ones was I Got What It Takes, wrote by Willie Dixon.
The late Coco Taylor. What a great singer. We had her on American Roots some years ago. She was a 2004 NEA Heritage Fellow. Oklahoman Wanda Jackson was named a fellow a year later in 2005. Wanda shocked the Grand Ole Opry in the late 1950s with her bare shoulders and rockabilly music. She began by talking about an old flame.
1955, I began working with Elvis, touring with him. You know, he had been encouraging me to try this rockabilly stuff. I mean, that's what we called it. We were hillbilly singers, but doing this new stuff. And that was the first name that we were known as, rockabillies. I could see by working with Elvis that this music was sweeping our nation, you know. And it was my generation's music. I loved it. So I wanted to do this stuff, but I didn't know exactly how to go about it. My daddy, being my number one fan, he just said, "Just rear back and sing it." So that's the way it came out. A little bit country and a little bit rock.
A well-hearted woman, soft-hearted man, been a causing trouble ever since the world began, oh yeah. Never. me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree, oh yeah. Ever since the world began, oh, 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 oh. Hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Yeah, told Delilah, loud and clear. Keep your cotton picking fingers off my curly hair, oh yeah. Ever since the world began, oh, 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 oh. A hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Well, let's go one more time then, yeah. Doing sway till he started playing with that evil Jezebel, oh yeah. Ever since the world began, oh, 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 oh. A hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Yeah.
Hey folks, this is Carol Friend, and stay tuned to American Roots.
The great Creole chanteuse Carol Fran, backed by Davelle Crawford. Tous les jours c'est pas la même. Every day is not the same. Live at the 2013 National Heritage Fellowship Concert, Carol Fran took her style from Lafayette, Louisiana to Bourbon Street, Tijuana, and many other hot spots of the night. Before that, Wanda Jackson's 1958 hit, Hard-Headed Woman. We'll be back in a moment with the Cajun band Beau Soleil when American Roots returns.